This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so if you're running a business, any kind of business really, you know, the constant data battle, you want more leads, right? Mm-hmm. More customers.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely don't want to just, you know, burn through your marketing budget doing it.
Definitely not.
And that's especially true with paid search campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Every single CPC that's cost per click, it really adds up fast.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think the big question for everyone is, how do you actually get more for less with online ads?
Mm-hmm.
How do you turn that spend into, well, real results?
Yeah. And that's exactly the mission for this deep dive. We're going to unpack these proven strategies behind what people call lower CPC, more clicks.
Right.
All to maximize your Google Ads return on investment. And we're drawing insights directly from an expert PPC specialist over at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yeah.
They really outline some smart, you know, data-driven ways to spend smarter, not just more money.
And for you listening, this isn't just about, like, pinching pennies.
Mm-hmm.
It's more fundamental.
Yeah.
It's about transforming your ad spend into this intelligent system that attracts more qualified traffic.
Yes, the right kind of traffic.
Exactly, yeah. The kind that actually converts into real business.
Yeah.
You know, boosts your bottom line. So we're hoping to help you navigate this often, let's face it, complex world of paid ads.
Yeah, it can be tricky.
And maybe spark some real aha
moments
about optimizing that spend. Ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
All right, let's maybe kick things off with quality score. Now, even if you're familiar with Google Ads, quality score can sometimes still feel a bit mysterious.
It can, yeah.
Can you maybe shed some light on how Google actually rewards relevance here and why it's just so critical for that whole lower CPC, more clicks goal?
You've hit on something really fundamental there. Quality score, it's Google's core way of rewarding relevance and efficiency.
Yep.
Think of it like Google's secret sauce that basically pays you to be more aligned with what people are searching for.
Pays you? How so?
Well, it mainly looks at three key things. Your expected click-through rate, like how likely are people to click your ad?
Right.
Then your ad relevance, how well does your ad text actually match the search query?
Makes sense.
And finally, the experience people have on your landing page. If you boost your score across these, bang, your ad costs can plummet.
Really?
Yeah. And at the same time, your visibility, your ad's position, it skyrockets. It's genuinely like a dual city power for your budget and your reach.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Almost too good to be true. But how quickly can someone really expect to see results from working on quality score? Is it like an overnight fix or is it more of a long game?
It's definitely more of a continuous effort, not quite overnight, but you can see movement relatively quickly if you focus on the right things.
Okay, so what are those things? Like, what are some actionable, immediate steps a business can take?
Sure. So our source points to a few really effective steps. First, use tightly themed ad groups.
Tightly themed, meaning?
Meaning the keywords within each group are super specific and very closely related to each other and the ad.
Gotcha. Specificity.
Exactly. Second, include those high-intent keywords directly in your ad headlines and descriptions. Make it obvious you have what they're looking for.
Right, in the ad text. Okay.
And critically, number three, make sure your landing page copy perfectly matches your ad messaging. That alignment signals relevance, not just to Google's algorithm, but maybe more importantly, to your potential customers.
Ah, so it's about the whole journey.
Precisely. Creating that seamless journey from the search term right through to the solution on your page.
Okay, so if quality score is about signaling relevance to Google, what about the actual words people are typing in?
Keywords, yeah.
It's so tempting, isn't it, for businesses to just go after those broad, high-volume keywords.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels like casting a wide net.
Right, like advertising a general clothing store when someone's actually searching for, I don't know, sustainable women's hiking boots size 7.
Exactly. And while those broad terms might drive some clicks, they often come with a really hefty price tag.
Yeah, expensive clicks.
And let's be honest, they often attract the wrong audience, just burning through budget with totally unqualified traffic.
Okay, so what's the smarter play here?
Well, what's fascinating is the strategic shift the really successful campaigns make towards long-tail keywords.
Long-tail. Explain that a bit more.
So instead of just shoes, you're thinking more like men's waterproof hiking shoes size 10, or maybe vegan leather ankle boots for winter. These longer, more specific phrases.
Okay, much more detailed.
Exactly. They are inherently more targeted, and that means there's usually less competition for them.
Ah, less competition memes.
Lower cost per click. It's a significantly more cost-effective approach. This strategy helps pull in those, you know, serious buyers.
The ones who know what they want.
Precisely, the ones who are further down the buying funnel. And you get them without that high price tag. It really forms a cornerstone of this whole lower CPC, more clicks strategy. You're getting the right eyes on your ads much more efficiently, and you're starting to have that kind of deeper, more precise dialogue with your market.
Okay, that makes perfect sense when you lay it out like that, which brings me to another point. Why pay for clicks at times or in locations that just don't convert?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
It's like my local bakery advertising their fresh croissants at 3 a.m. to someone on the other side of the country. It sounds ridiculous, right?
It does, but without proper data analysis, it happens more often than you'd think.
So how do you avoid that?
Well, the power here really lies in fine-tuning your ad schedule and your geo-targeting. But crucially, doing it based on your specific data, not just gut feelings or assumptions.
Data-driven decisions.
Exactly. For example, if your analytics clearly show that your customers mostly convert between, say, 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays,
yeah,
then that's when you should concentrate your ad spend. Focus your budget there.
Makes sense. Don't waste it overnight.
Right. Or another example, if you see that certain cities or regions perform significantly better for your product or service,
okay,
you can focus your ad spend only on those high-performing areas. This directly increases your conversion potential while driving down any unnecessary ad spend in those less fruitful times or places.
So it's about optimizing reach.
Optimizing reach to those high-value moments and locations, yes.
Okay, we've talked about precision in keywords, precision in timing and location.
Mm.
But what about using, like, machine learning to make the ads themselves even more relevant?
Good point.
You mentioned tapping into automation earlier, and that brings me to something that sounds pretty innovative. Responsive search ads, or RSAs.
Yes, RSAs. Very powerful.
How exactly do they work their magic? How do they deliver more performance for less spend by automating stuff that, honestly, most businesses don't have time for?
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting because RSAs are, frankly, a game changer for ad relevance.
Okay.
They basically allow Google's machine learning algorithms to automatically test various combinations of your headlines and descriptions all in real time.
So instead of me writing 5 different ads?
Exactly. Instead of you manually creating tons of ad variations, you provide, I think it's up to 15 headlines and 4 descriptions.
Right.
And then Google dynamically mixes and matches, showing the best performing combinations to users based on their specific search query, their device, even their past browsing behavior.
Oh, okay. That's clever.
It is. And this dynamic process consistently increases engagement because the ad ends up being hyper relevant to that specific search.
And better engagement means?
Lower CPC over time. It's like running thousands of micro tests simultaneously all the time, ensuring the most effective version of your ad is always shown. It truly delivers more performance for less spend.
That sounds incredibly powerful, especially, like you said, for businesses maybe with limited resources for that constant A/B testing.
For sure. It leverages automation brilliantly.
But, you know, we've talked about all these great strategies, quality score, long tail keywords, targeting, RSAs. What's the one thing that could potentially undermine all of them?
Good question. What are you thinking?
I think it's that set it and forget it mentality. You know,
yeah.
People launch a campaign, maybe it does okay initially, and then they just let it run. Assuming it's fine.
Yes. Complacency. That raises an absolutely crucial point. What's the true measure of success here?
Right.
Our source really emphasizes that consistent active optimization is just non-negotiable in Google Ads.
So what does active mean in practice?
It means continuous efforts, like split testing your ad copy regularly, constantly experimenting with new keyword variations, maybe different match types,
right,
and ruthlessly pruning underperforming terms, getting rid of anything that's just eating budget without actually converting into business for you.
So it's about cutting the waste.
Absolutely. And the true measure of success isn't just getting impressions or even just clicks. It's tracking your conversion data.
The actual results.
That's what ensures your campaigns are truly moving the needle, as they say, making sure you're converting more qualified clicks for less cost. It really is an ongoing dialogue with your market, learning, adapting, refining.
So, okay, wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, our listener? It really seems to circle back to that core idea. Maximizing your Google Ads ROI. It isn't about just throwing more money at it.
No, definitely not.
It's about spending smarter, right? Being more strategic, focusing on the right kind of traffic, and ultimately building true ad intelligence.
Indeed. And maybe a final thought here.
Yeah.
This continuous process of testing and refining in Google Ads, it isn't just about making these tactical adjustments.
What else is it?
It's really an ongoing dynamic dialogue with your market. So the question for you is, how does this constant pursuit of lower CPC, more clicks, fundamentally change how you understand and then respond to the evolving needs and behaviors of your target audience?
Mm.
Does it help create a deeper, maybe more sustainable connection than just, you know, transactional advertising?
That's a really profound thought to leave everyone with. Something to really mull over.
Hopefully.
You definitely encourage you to reflect on these strategies. Think about how you can apply these principles to your own advertising efforts, moving beyond just simple ad spend towards true ad intelligence.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.